Someone was mentioning to me that there have been so many artistic renditions of Thomas putting his hand into Jesus' side. There's something about this Thomas story that we identify with, because we are those generations of people who have not seen but have still believed. So we identify with Thomas. We also identify with his doubts, because we've had our doubts too. None of us has been certain every day of our lives of the resurrection. We question it sometimes. And we question, so what does it mean for me? And what does it mean to have life, as the gospel suggests? Well, Thomas is, he's kind of the transition between the first generation of believers who witnessed the resurrection and the second generation that didn't, but took the word of the first generation. So Thomas isn't there on Easter Sunday evening when Jesus first appears in the upper room to the rest of the disciples. So they tell him, "We have seen the Lord. He is risen." And he doesn't believe them. "Not unless I see it with my own eyes and put my finger into the nail marks and my hand into his side." In other words, he has to be visual. He has to be tactile. He is not going to take the word of the rest of the disciples. And then, of course, a week later, he has the opportunity to be that physical about it. Perhaps in our generation, in the 21st century, we are more visual than we should be. Because of television and all the technology, we want to be able to see things. Almost every year, I hear some frustration from people because we have the Easter Vigil and we're all gathered around in a crowd around the baptistry, and you can't literally see the water being poured over each person. And so therefore, you feel kind of cheated, like, I should have been able to see it. But you have to trust that it's happening. I remember many years ago when I think it was one of the first World Youth Days in Denver, and the Pope was there, and they had this enormous mass out in a field in southeast Denver, and people that I knew were standing a quarter of a mile from the Pope, from the altar. They couldn't see him. They couldn't see the bread and wine. But they came back and they told me it was one of the most fantastic religious experiences they had ever had. In other words, you don't have to be that close. But isn't there something about us modern day Americans? We want to go to a football game and experience the crowd, but we want to have that video screen up there that shows us the close-up of the play. We want to have it both ways. But faith is often without sight. Faith is often without the visual or the tactile experience. It just has to be taken on the word of others. And so one of the reasons that it's so important for us to be gathered here every Sunday is because we are in the community of believers, and we're kind of leeching off of the faith of everybody else in the room. Sometimes we need to do a little leeching because our faith maybe isn't strong that week. Maybe we're going through a particular trial that makes it hard for us to believe that week. But it's so important for us to be able to experience it together with those who maybe are a little stronger at that particular time. We are here because we trusted our parents who told us about this, because we trusted our religious education teachers or our Catholic school experience, because we trusted our pastors when they preached it, because we trusted the lectors when they proclaimed it at the AMBO. We wouldn't even be here if we didn't have some trust in the community. I think I may have told you this before. Of course, everything I say bears repeating. The Greek word for what we're doing here is anamnesis. And omnesis means to forget. But in Greek, when you put an in front of a word, it does the same thing as un in front of an English word. It makes it its opposite. So the opposite of to forget is to remember. So the Greek word for remembering is anamnesis. But in omnesis, you see the roots of the English word amnesia. What happens when you get amnesia? You forget. We are here remembering, do this in memory of me. We are here together remembering so that we don't get amnesia, so that we don't lose our faith, so that we don't forget that we are living the risen life now. One more reason it's necessary to be here all the time, because if you don't regularly nourish your faith by remembering, and specifically remembering together, then it's easy to get spiritual amnesia, to forget who you are. Not just to forget the faith, you know, the things you memorized, but to forget who you are. Because people who have amnesia, that's what they forget. They forget their identity. They don't know who they are. This is who we are in the context of the body of Christ. If you don't regularly celebrate your membership with the other members, it's like a family reunion every time we do this. We are remembering who we are in the context of this family of faith, in the context of the body of Christ. This is our identity. Out of all the other things in this world and in our lives that we have to be concerned about, and there are many, but we have to be here at least once a week to remember that the thing that matters most, the thing that really determines who we are, is what we are doing here this morning.